Dropped.
No, I'm really disappointed with the performance today. It was nowhere near good enough. I thought we were miles off it right for the start. I know it's the third game in a week, but you've got to show more. Got to do things quicker, got to pass the ball quicker, you've got to move. And we just never had that intensity of play that we normally have. So no, I'm really disappointed. Probably the only plus is obviously we come back and we get the goal at the very end after they scored a wonder strike.
You had made all three substitutions with 20 minutes to go, so you obviously felt to give everyone the chance.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good enough. Obviously, we tried to get as many forwards on the pitch to try and get a goal. Thankfully, we've done that. But we know ourselves individually, collectively, we've got to do a lot more. The boys know that. You're going to get spells in the season where you don't maybe hit the highs and don't play as well. And sometimes you've got to grind out results. But you've got to win games like that, especially at home. So we're disappointed, and we've got to make sure that we're back, because it's a massive game next week. It's a hard place to go, and make sure we bounce back strongly.
It'll be difficult to lift the boys going into that game.
I don't think so, because they're really disappointed with their performance themselves. They know they want to do well, and you can see everybody's frustrated, myself, the players, the supporters there. You can tell everybody knows that we should be doing better, that we're much better than what we showed. So it was a bad performance. You're going to get sometimes bad performances as well. So just thankfully we managed to get a point, because you play as poorly as that. Sometimes more often than not you lose a game.
You picked up a couple of points this week, but it's been a costly week
anyway. It has been. We're shooting ourselves in the foot. When you look at the league table as well, they've got to be wins. Morton's a hard game, to be fair, but. Against, no disrespect to Dumbarton, but we should be blowing them away when they come here to play with the quality we've got. So we know we let ourselves down, we let the supporters down, but hopefully we can make up for it next week.
Can you take out the fact that you took a while to come up here, that you've been telling the players that in the dressing room?
At the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want to be successful, none more so than the players. Every one of them wants to do well. So we know that we've got to learn lessons, we've got to make sure that can't happen again. We can't afford to put performances like that out, that we've got to improve and fix, obviously, the problems that have been the last couple of weeks.
Steve Aiken said it felt like a defeat for him. It must be a bit of a massive relief for you that came just...
I wouldn't say that. They weren't brilliant, but it's not as if they deserved to win the game. They scored a wonder strike, so you've got to be realistic as well. Probably a draw is a fair result, but as I said, that's not good enough for us. We should be winning games against Dumbarton. A draw is not good enough, and that's what we've got to learn from. We've got to be more clinical, and we've got to get that intensity of play. And it's not just in terms of getting close to people, it's passing the ball quicker, movement off the ball, like we were at the start of the season.
Smack it on.